the lottery. Zeus turned next to his dark and troublesome brothers, Hades and Poseidon. They had acquitted themselves with equal skill, bravery, and cunning in the war against the Titans, and he thought it only fair that they should draw lots for the two most important unassigned provinces, the sea and the underworld. You will recall that Kronos had wrested control of all things in, under, and over the sea from Thalassa, Pontus, Oceanus, and Tethys. Now Kronos was gone, and the saltwater realm was in Zeus's gift. As for the underworld, which included Tartarus, the mysterious meadows of Asphodel, of which more later, and the subterranean darkness controlled by Erebus, it was time for those also to be subject to one presiding deity, one of Zeus's generation. Hades and Poseidon had no love for each other. And when Zeus put his hands behind his back and brought them out before him in closed fists, they hesitated. In cases of fraternal dislike, each brother will usually want what the other wants. Did Hades hope for the sea or the underworld? Poseidon wondered. If he wants the underworld, then I want that too, just to infuriate him. Hades thought along the same lines. Whichever I choose, he said to himself, I will shout in triumph, just to annoy that prick Poseidon. In each of Zeus's outstretched fists lay concealed a precious stone, a sapphire as blue as the sea in one, and a piece of jet as black as Erebus in the other. Poseidon did a jig of delight when he touched the back of Zeus's right hand and saw it open to reveal the winking blue sapphire. The oceans are mine, he roared. That means yes, cried Hades with a mighty fist pump. That means I have the underworld. Ha ha ha! Secretly, inside, he was sickened. Gods are such children.